Hodge.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,103, Daniel F. and Joanne M. Conaty, thank you. Seeking variances from the front, side, and rear yard setbacks under sections 115-74, 115-182, and 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of South Avenue, approximately 460 feet northwest of the intersection of Ann Avenue and South Avenue. The 911 address is 20889 South Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 190. Staff would note that we received six letters of support that were provided to you at your seat this evening, as zero letters of opposition and three mail returns. The applicant is seeking a variety of, or multiple variances, excuse me. So this property is located in, is lot 17 of Pointer's Addition. The setbacks are 30 feet on the from the front on South Avenue, 10 feet on either side, and 10 feet to the rear. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance on the side from the 10-foot required, 11.4 from the required 30 in the front, 10.4 from the required 30 in the front, 5.2 from the required 10 on the side, 5.3 from the required 10 on the side, 4.1 from the required 5-foot side for an existing shed that's under 600 feet, 4.4 from the required 5 feet for an existing shed, and 3 feet from the required 5 from the existing shed, and that was for the rear. And that is all I have.
Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Daniel Cosby, 20889 South Avenue, Rehoboth
Beach. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I swear.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub, and lest anyone think that I go around and drum up variances as something to do in my spare time. As you've heard before, I usually play basketball on Monday nights, and I try to save up my variances to come in at once. Now I stopped playing basketball, but I still try to save something. I appreciate that.
No problem, sir.
This is by all standards kind of a unique variance request, in that we have a pre-existing home, meaning a home built before our zoning ordinance came into effect, on a commercially zoned lot that, without any work being done, would require 5 variances. And so the total being requested are 7. So some are requested because of the plans the Conatys have for the property, but 5 would be needed if they had no plans whatsoever. The entire one side of the house is, of course, as the survey shows, too close to the property line. If we go by left and right, it's actually both sides. And so the existing house in today's standard just wouldn't fit on that lot. And the attached to the application is the survey that I marked existing survey. So that shows the property as it is today. And it shows the variances needed for the side. And you will see on the front there's a deck. So there's an existing deck on this property that already encroaches into the front yard setback. So while there is a front yard variance being requested, it is just to enclose that deck. But the variance itself will be, the deck is presently 18.6 feet from the front property line. The proposed, on the survey with proposed additions, which is also there, that same deck will be no closer to the front property. It will still be 18.6 feet from the property line. It's just, instead of being a deck, it will be an addition. So in the front, that is the biggest change. The shed, when all this started, the shed was only partially on the county's property as it was. So they didn't learn that until they had a survey done to see what, if any variances were needed. Then they learned for the first time that their shed was actually partially on the property next door, which is
a Pointer's townhouse community.
Which is a townhouse community. If you look at the picture, you can see the fences. Obviously, no one would ever have known because it's tucked in the corner near fences, near trees. So the first thing the Conadys had to do was move the shed. Well, I suggested before we come in here that they move the shed back onto their property, and they did. They moved it as far as they could before they ran into trees. So that the variances for the shed are needed because that's the only place it can go on the property. And it's better than it was before they moved it because it was only partially on their property previously. As I said, some of the variances being sought are needed to correct the existing conditions related to the structure in the shed. The others are needed so the applicants can make additions so they have better use of the property. Obviously, the existing home was built long before they bought it. It was built, I think, it was built, before 1968. And none of the additions that are being requested. So there are additions requested that require variances, but none of those additions will require any greater variances than are needed if we weren't putting on the additions, meaning we're not creating further encroachments. They kept the line as far as the front of the property and the right side of the property. So the right side, while variances are needed because of the steps and the landing, they will not be requiring any more variance on that side than they would have if they did not put any addition on at all. The additions will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I mean, the house will look different. I suggest it will look nicer, and I think the letters from the neighbors have pointed that out, that they're actually looking forward to these additions being done. The existing front deck will just be lengthened and enclosed, but neither it nor the foyer or steps will be added any closer to the front property line. The rear deck's also going to be enclosed, and the landing and steps for it will just be on the same line as the existing house. The shed presently encroaches on both the side and the rear, but as mentioned, it cannot be moved any closer because the pictures show it busts right up against trees in the backyard. These are the minimum variances that can be requested. Number one, that can be requested for the existing five conditions. And for the other two, while certainly one could argue no one ever has to add on to their home, you could always leave things just the way they are. Mr. Conady will explain it's for the betterment of their home, betterment of their neighborhood, and their additions will not further increase or expand any of the existing variances. And for all of those reasons, I would ask that they be granted. And Mr. Conady is here. Mr. Conady, you've obviously heard what I've said.
Yes.
Is it accurate for the most part?
Yes.
And could you explain to the board the purpose of the work that you're having done?
Well, we've been in the home for 36 years. We bought it when we were younger, and we have a growing family. One of our older daughters got married. We have a grandchild now. And the house is only, believe it or not, 1,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes up a lot of space, I guess, on the property. And we just want to build an addition so we can accommodate our family in a better way. So.
Well, Rachel.
And have any of your neighbors raised any objections?
No.
And you've spoken with
the six the six closest neighbors have all signed a letter of support.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
One other thing, the neighbor on the right, the townhouse community, they built their fence like 3 or 4 feet into their property, and that's why my shed was on their property, because they built that to accommodate me, because I allowed them access when they were building their property through my property so they could build their property, and they moved the line over closer onto their property, and that's why I guess I wasn't paying attention when the shed was built onto their property.
Okay. All right, we'll see if we have any questions. Let me start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Mr. Morton?
The front of the house, that's where you're going to cover the porch?
Yes, sir.
The front and the back deck, too?
Yes, sir.
All you're doing is covering it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Enclosing it.
You're enclosing it, yes.
Yes.
Both of them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. But not adding anything else?
No.
Okay. No other questions?
Thank you.
I just had a question. The landings, the two landings that, the one in the front and the one on the side of the addition, what size are those?
Well, the one on the front is an existing deck, and that's currently 8 feet off the front of the house and probably about 18 feet wide. And we're proposing to keep it 8 foot from the front of the house still, but make it 26 feet wide. So it'll cover the entire front of the house rather than just a portion of the front of the house.
So I think the piece that I'm asking for is the stairs, and I'm assuming there's a landing at the top of the stairs to go into the house?
On the front of the
on
deck?
On the front?
There's two steps on the front of that deck.
Okay.
Landing.
Aren't you relocating the stairs when you close in the deck?
Yeah, we're going to put them around.
So your question is how big will the landing and the stairs be?
Correct.
After you do the addition and install the new stairs, how big would the landing be in the stairs?
No closer to the street, but the stairs might be two of them, so maybe 4 feet to the side.
The reason for my question is a landing and stairs may encroach into a setback up to 5 feet, but it's limited to 4x8. 4x8? 4x8, I believe. You're limited in size, it's showing to be 9 feet from the side property line in the front. So I just wanted to make sure that landing was within the side requirements in the event that we need to ask for an additional, that you need to ask for an additional variance for that.
Is it, in proportion in the survey, it appears to be coming out away from the house about seven feet.
Yes.
That addition, correct.
Yeah, that could be like 5x7 instead of 4x8.
That landing can be reduced in size. It doesn't need to be that big.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure if you knew what the dimensions of that were, that it met, it was within the criteria. And the same thing on the landing and steps that are on the side of the addition.
Yes.
You are asking for a setback for that. So,
yes.
So that one.
So the landing can be a maximum of 4x8 feet.
Okay.
Okay. Not encroach any further.
Okay.
You can make that work.
Yes.
Okay.
So are we making that work or amending the variance request?
You can make that 4x8 work?
I can make it work.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I think that was a question.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Any further questions? Miss Wong? Okay.
None for me, thank you.
How many?
Just one.
Okay.
How far is the structure, the addition from the edge of paving of South Avenue? Sure, does that pavement go to the
property? It's currently 18.6 feet. Oh, I'm sorry.
The edge of paving is South Avenue. Does it go right to your property line, or is there a gap there?
The driveway?
No, the road. If I was to go from the edge of paving of that road and walk it to that addition, how far away would that be?
The edge of paving ends, and then we have a gravel driveway that takes it all the way up to the deck.
Okay. But how far is that?
18.6 feet.
So there's no gap between the front property line and
no.
the edge of paving of the road?
Okay. No.
That's all I need to know. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay. Right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. For a motion, if we're ready. All right, we'll
Chairman, I'll make a motion we take it under advisement.
Okay. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Excuse me. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we take case number 12,103 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,103 is taken under advisement.
Okay, thank you.